USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Officials in Russia are subject to new sanctions from the U.S. The sanctions are being announced against top Russian officials. One of the individuals targeted is an oligarch. Secretary of State Antony Blinken described that person as a close associate of President Vladimir Putin. Nearly two dozen Russian governors were also hit with sanctions. Blinken also bemoaned recent Russian attacks on critical infrastructure. He said they have caused extraordinary death and destruction. Amid lots of other gloomy economic news, here's one tiny bright spot. Mortgage rates are down.
Slightly down, to say the least. Freddie Mac says the average for a 30-year fixed-rate loan is now 6.31%, down 0.02 of a point from the week before. A year ago, you could score that loan for 3.1%. Rates have been rising as the Federal Reserve has raised its benchmark rate 7 times this year. But analysts say the mortgage rate declines of the past 5 weeks could be a sign that inflation has peaked. I'm Rich Johnson.
The National Archives is releasing information about the assassination of a former president. The information comes from about 8,000 documents related to the death of President John F. Kennedy. However, a White House memo adds there are a number of records that contain information for continued postponement of public disclosure until June 30th. It notes that those files may cause harm to defense, intelligence operations, law enforcement, or foreign relations. Kennedy was assassinated on November 22, 1963, in Dallas, Texas. The clock's ticking to get your holiday packages into the U.S. mail.
The U.S. Postal Service says this Saturday, the 17th, is the latest you can send packages by its cheapest service, Retail Ground, and be assured they'll arrive by Christmas.
This is USA News.
If your company stayed open during COVID, I have some great news for you. Government funds are available to reward companies who stayed open during the challenging time. Now, this is not a loan, and you do not have to pay it back. Your hard work to stay open could qualify you for up to $26,000 per employee at COVIDpayment.com. You heard that correct. Up to $26,000 per employee. This program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the tax experts at COVIDpayment.com. You pay nothing up front. They do all the work and share a percentage of the cash they get you. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans. If you have 5 or more employees, let COVIDpayment.com help get you up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDpayment.com. That's COVIDpayment.com. COVIDpayment.com.
The Federal Reserve on Wednesday raised its benchmark interest rate to the highest level in 15 years, indicating the fight against inflation is not over despite some promising signs lately. Keeping with expectations, the rate-setting Federal Open Market Committee voted to boost the overnight borrowing rate 0.5 percentage point, taking it to the targeted range between 4.25% to 4.5%. The increase broke a string of 4 straight 3/4 point hikes, the most aggressive policy moves since the early 1980s. Just last week, Elon Musk said freedom of speech on Twitter even extends to the site that tracks his private jet. Today, not so much.
Twitter has suspended the Twitter site @ElonJet, which is followed by about 500,000 people. It's run by a 20-year-old Florida college student and tracks Elon Musk's private plane around the world. The student's able to do that using public information from flight tracking websites.
That's Rich Johnson reporting. Adam Sandler is being rewarded for his decades of work. The comedian and filmmaker will receive the 24th Mark Twain Prize for American Humor at the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts on March 19th. Republican state leaders are asking Apple and Google to raise their age ratings for the TikTok app. 15 state attorney generals sent letters to the CEOs of both companies saying the Beijing-launched app continues contains mature content. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Wayne on the Roof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.